Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
All right. Good morning, and always it's a pleasure. And thank you so much for that warm, wonderful introduction, Isaiah. Hey, people, it's Friday morning here on Home-Based Business 101, and that means it's time for the Jasari's Love Show. Before we get into the show, I want to thank the listening audience. The numbers are increasing and increasing. 19,907 people have passed through this way and have listened to a show here on Home-Based Business 101, and we thank you for your support, because with your support, you helped us become the number one home-based business show here on the internet, here on Blog Talk Radio. And so we really thank you for your support and listening. And that means we must be saying something of value, or some value that people are getting out of tuning in to this particular show. And again, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, as I said, it's Friday morning, and it's time to get into the Jasari's Love Show, and Mama Jahi will be joining you here in a second and let you know what she's going to be sharing with you this morning, what her topic is, and all of the wonderful information that she has for you. So without any further ado, I'm going to turn this over to Mama Jahi.
Good morning, Jumbo listening audience. I want to take a moment to thank my Creator, our God, for such a beautiful, wonderful day. Every day above ground is, as you know, an absolutely wonderful day. I also want to take this moment to thank you, all of our listeners out there, all of our supporters, and all of those people who just want to know some of the good things to do to make your business and your life much, much better. My topic today is appreciation of the experiences we will have on our journey to build our business. And as some of you know, one of the businesses that I have is Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company Incorporated, which is a home-based business. But in that business, I had to realize that I had made myself self-employed. And for those of you who do not know, I am a representative, a power team leader in the ZAMZOO business, which I am very, very, very excited about. But what did I do and what did I learn about appreciation, appreciating? One of the things is appreciating the changes in your schedule. Wow, all of a sudden, you're going to have to make changes. And that may catch some people off guard, especially if you just started yesterday or this morning. Realize that you've signed up for a home-based business. Or if you were like me and you opened up the doors to have a dance studio, you have to begin to set time aside to prepare for your business, prepare for your day. Suddenly, there are meetings, there are phone calls to be made, there are people to contact. But you're used to just maybe coming home from work and just kicking up your heels and relaxing and having some free time. Or maybe if you were like me and you had another home-based business in which you were the employee, you and your husband or your significant other, then you have to realize that there's another energy and time to be put aside for the special, special home-based business that is the one that you've chosen that is going to make you financially independent. And that is the business that actually may have chose you that's going to make a change in your life, a change for your lifetime. So this is really, really, really important for you to begin to be a little bit selfish with some of your time. And then on the other hand, you're going to have to not be selfish, because you're going to have to open up some time to really expand the time that you need to put in this business. And for some people, that means getting off from a full-time job or maybe even working two jobs or working a job and going to school and squeezing the time in for those things such as important meetings and phone calls. Appreciating the changes in your schedule. Now, what I want you to do is to begin to reverse your thinking and thinking that, you know, someone's intruding on your time. Because I know some people are like, oh, I got to go to a meeting. Oh, I didn't know I have to do all that in this business. Another phone call, another conference call. Well, let's just think about it on a more positive note. Anything that you want to do in life to be successful, you're going to have to put some time aside for it. And I want to be real with you. If any of you have taken any kind of workshop or any kind of class or had to study to pass a test, you and I both know you're dying to have somebody come mentor you and help you get through that. It could have been, you know, remember back in grade school, that spelling test. Remember that first 20-word spelling test? You wanted to have someone practice with you, or you found a mechanism to put some time aside to practice for that. Well, it's the same thing here. And for those of you who've gone through, you know, a year or two of college, you know, you're more than glad to have a tutor or show up somewhere to meet you to explain that geometry or that algebra. So you had to put time in that, didn't you? Or if you're trying to pass that English 101 or that advanced English course, you had to have somebody take some time with you. And it's the same thing. Somebody's meeting with you. Somebody's on a conference call. Somebody's got a phone call, a training call. It's the same thing. But the difference here, instead of you getting a grade, an E or an A for your efforts, passing that exam, going on to your next level of your education, here you're going to be able to bring in more cha-ching, cha-ching, more money because you are more knowledgeable, because you appreciate the importance of setting the time aside to go to the meetings that are being scheduled by your upline, your sponsor. My wonderful sponsor in Keisha and Takari, when they have meetings, we do everything we can to be there, whether it's on the telephone, a conference call, or whether we drive up to the Maryland, D.C., or the Virginia area. And the same thing for making sure we make our meetings that Ms. Ann Jones has, doing everything we can to be at those meetings or when Coach comes to town. Because we know that when we get there and someone like Chris Coakley's on, we want to make sure that we are there. And even in the other industry that I've done, any dance instructor that came through Maryland, I want to make sure I'm there to learn. So I have to put time aside. And you may even, in some cases, have to put money aside. Your team meeting may require that you have $5, a little money for gas. It's part of the investment. Don't forget, that's a tax write-off. All those things are tax write-offs. So appreciate, reverse your thinking. Let's reverse our thinking and look at it as, you know what? Somebody's taking the time to help me, because when I go to that meeting, I am. If my ears and eyes are open, and a lot of times your mouth is closed, let me say that again, your ears and your eyes and your mind is open, but your mouth is closed and your pen and pad is in your hand, then you're going to appreciate it, because believe me, you are going to pick up some nuggets and some information, meet some more people who can help you advance in your business. So appreciate the need for being able to set some time aside for the meetings, the phone calls, the webinars, and the phone conferences. It's very, very important. Set time aside in your life for prayer, meditation, exercise. I've always done those things, but now I'm getting better and better and seeing the importance from listening to my mentors, listening to people like even people outside of my realm of what I normally do. You know what Oprah does, what some of the other famous people have done through the years, the ice skaters and all the people in gymnastics, anybody that wants to be successful in anything, whether you're an athlete or whomever you are, you have to put aside the time for maybe it's a meeting with you and God. Your prayer, your meditation. Maybe it's meeting with your family so they know what in the world you're doing. They can appreciate it because you've explained to them the purpose and what you're doing. And then the time with your team and your business. Okay, so I'm going to the next one. Number two, accepting the need to get and appreciating the need to get organized. Wow, you just started a new business. You're going to have to get some more pens, some pads. And, you know, I'm not talking about anything expensive. I'm talking about go to the dollar store and set a time in your time and a place up in your house. Now, I'm still working on that one. I kind of got the kitchen covered, but I need to get out of the kitchen. I have a room in the back, and I am working on getting that organized so that I have my little desk set up and my things. Well, we've recently moved, so that type of thing happens when you're moving. But the bottom line is that you have to realize that you have to get organized. It's about realization, paying attention to what you need to do to move your business along. So getting organized, accepting and appreciating, wow, this is an important business that I'm undertaking. I've got to kind of have some pens every time I go out the door. I have to have some business cards with me. I have to have something that I'm going to tell somebody what I'm doing, making time, getting organized, making space in your house, getting the office supplies, getting some envelopes, being prepared that you're going to be sending people, like I told you before, the thank you notes. Utilize, right now, if you don't have a lot of money, utilize your dollar store. And for those of us who have your mall, utilize your mall. That's where you can get your ink cartridges from inkplustoner.com. Get these things cheaper. So all of that is really going to be good, too, utilizing that free mall that we have out there. So keep that in mind and appreciate it. Begin to feel like, you know, this is an investment because it's still a tax write-off. There's a percentage of that that's going to be a tax write-off for your supplies and things like that. So appreciate that. Number three, appreciating your sponsor. Appreciating all those different things, the people who are taking the time out to mentor you, to train you, new people, appreciating all that. And then your appreciation, believe me, will expand. Because as I told you a few seconds ago, you begin to appreciate the stories that people have written, their biographies or autobiographies, and understanding, you know, what can you get out of that? Well, like I said, Oprah, you know, this explaining, you know, her the time it took for her to have to take off to do a testimony. Katrina Vitt, the Olympic skater, hours after hours after hours of practicing what she had to do. And then, you know, along with that came her even thinking about making sure her skates were in order. That is her equipment. If those skates are not in order, she cannot skate good on the ice. And then she had her mentors paying attention to her trainers. What were they saying? Katrina, you have to lift that bag a little higher. See? I mean, Katarina, you have to lift that leg a little higher. If you were Debbie Thomas, you have to lift that leg a little higher. If you're Debbie Allen. All these people had coaches, trainers, mentors. And we have them in our business. The Mark Yarrell tapes. You know, we have to listen to them. And respect, look, these people have become billionaires in these businesses. So in that case, you have to really, especially the network marketers, you know, we have to pay attention. You know, we can't run and say, oh, yeah, you know, he's a millionaire. You know, no, it's kind of significant because he has the capacity to come in and change your community. But what if you're the millionaire because you've appreciated other people? What if you're the billionaire because you appreciated the sacrifices they made in their lives to do whatever they've done that has impacted themselves, their family, and their circle of influence, and their circle of wherever in the world they want to contribute. Be it like Deborah Abercrombie in our business, who has sacrificed and now she's building water wells over in Nigeria. So I have to appreciate her story and appreciate, well, how did she get there? How did she even put herself in a position to be able to do that? And then listening to her speak. See, sometimes we sit there and mean, but I ain't listening to what somebody's saying. We have to appreciate and listen. And again, open our eyes, open our ears, open our mind, and close our mouths. Close our mouths. Sometimes we have to listen. We have to listen and learn. Appreciating. Appreciating each promotion. Some people are sitting around, and even on I remember my job at Social Security Administration. People say, yeah, I'm a grade one. I don't have to do nothing here. This ain't nothing. Appreciating it. At first, you were grade zero before you got the job. Lucky that you got the job, or blessed that you had gotten that job, that you got hired out of so many other thousands of people that applied for that. So now you're in your home-based business. Or you have a business at home. I remember Movements Unlimited. I appreciated every child. And believe me, in dance and theater, sometimes one child shows up for your tap class. Oh, my goodness. And I'm going to tell you how most people do this. Usually in that particular environment, when one person show up, a lot of people will say, well, we're not having class today because I need to have at least two or three people here because I'm not making any money. Now, I was blessed to see it differently. I saw that person as a person that I could give some one-on-one time with, and if I helped them to really become good at what they were doing, sure enough, some more children are going to want to take dance classes with Movement Slim, the Performing Arts Company, with Mama Jahi and Baba Jahi. Not that he did any dancing. I want to make sure y'all know that. He does a theater part, and he's a writer also. But I wanted you to know that. What if I turned that one child around? I remember a beautiful little girl named Brianna. When she came, she was all by herself. At that particular day, no one else showed up. And I had Brianna for like 2 or 3 weeks. And before I knew it, I had a whole dance crew because I appreciated that one step in my life, that one person. At one time, it was just me and my daughter, but I appreciated her. I appreciated every step she made. And the more I put into her, the bigger the dance group grew. So it's appreciating all those different things. I remember appreciating Miss Malvina Dowdy. She was my only adult dancer. And yet I kept appreciating her. And she went out and got me 5 more people. So you have to appreciate each level. So right now, let's say that you just started in your company as a home-based business. And if you're in the company that I'm in, you should start off as a person, a rep or, you know, or a broker. You don't have anybody under you. Appreciate that because you did what it took to you did whatever it took to just become that. As a broker, you paid your $49.95. As a rep, you signed up. That's a courageous step. Now go on to your next step and appreciate the first person that comes into your business. Appreciate them and appreciate it when you become a power team leader. My husband and I, as we've become power team leaders, we are ecstatic. We love it. It's a big deal. Coach says, all the power team leaders stand up. That's the highest pay contract in this business. I appreciate that. I just love it. It is wonderful. Because, see, when I become the director, well, next is Coach's Corner, I'm going to appreciate that, too, and I'm going to remember what it was like to have been a rep, a broker, a power team leader, and then Coach's Corner. And I can taste it. I can feel it. I can feel that directorship before Christmas. But I'm going to be able to look back and appreciate all the other steps along the way. You have to appreciate it. Because when you appreciate it and you edify it and other people are edifying it, then when other people come along and they say, oh, you know, what are you in your business? What do you do? I'm a power team leader. You're proud. You're excited. And that's going to make that person like, wow, that must be an important position. It is. It is one step in the ladder on your journey to somewhere great. Instead of sitting down, doing nothing, going nowhere, with nothing happening in your life. So appreciate that. Appreciate the efforts of your team members, of each and every one of your team members. Some people go a little fast. Some people go a little slow. Appreciate them. They bring on one person. They bring on one rep. They get one free agent. And really make sure that they know that that was appreciated, that they have added on to building their business. That's not a small thing. That's a big thing. They have a home party. You want to thank them and tell them, you know, how great that they did. You appreciate that. You can see that they're coachable. They're a team player. They've got their first rep. They've got their first broker. That is fantastic. And help them. Show them that you appreciate by really making sure that that person they've brought on, that they know how to help that person to become successful. And because they're brand new in the business, that means they need your help. They may need your help for a whole year to help them build their team. So we have to be there for these people, which means you really opening yourself up and getting rid of being selfish. You don't have any time to be selfish in a negative way anyway. You don't have time to be selfish in a negative way. The only selfishness you will have is that time that you have to set aside for your God, for your family, and for that part of the business that you know that you and your mentors are working on. But you have to be unselfish when you're working with your the people that you brought on, and know that you have to be open up to really, really make sure that you're available to help them and get all the resources to them. Okay. Appreciating, again, that's number 6 coming up, appreciating every bit of money you earn. And I know for some people that's like, well, they sent me that check for $9.51. I mean, they could have kept that. Please. That's $9.51 extra that you did not have. I remember in my dance classes, I mean, I had crazy things happen. I remember somebody charged $1. But one day I had like 100 people show up. So in one day, for 2 hours, I made $100. I appreciated that. I remember my dance partner and I, Marcella, dancing and getting paid $250. We're just doing three dances. I mean, those dances took less than 15 minutes. We were like the Solid Gold dancers. Okay, y'all remember them, right? TV Solid Gold dancers. Okay, maybe I wasn't as tall as a dancer, but, you know, I was a little slim back in those days. I appreciated that $250 that I earned in less than 15 minutes. Loved it. Couldn't wait to get back home and work on my routine a little harder, get that music together, fix those outfits up a little bit more. Appreciated it. Appreciated it. Appreciated every little bit of money that you make. You start off with that small check coming in, and maybe that's your maybe you get a cash back check for those of you in the Zamzu family. Oh, my goodness, you laugh. I'm like, I got a $10.89 check. But that little $10.89 could go towards your office supplies. Don't forget those extra ink pens and those extra pads that you need, and maybe a little thing of envelopes from the dollar store. And then again, as you get a little bit more money, or you have money because you've got a regular job anyway, going on your mall and getting it off your mall. But those extra dollars do add up. So appreciating it all along the way. When you show appreciation for all things in your business, big or small, slow or fast, then when the pace picks up and the checks get larger, your appreciation will grow deeper and larger, and your willingness to help others will grow. Your ability to easily express the value in what you do will be even easier because you were conscious. Your mind is open. You're paying attention to the details, conscious of what it took for you to be successful in your business and this part of your journey in your life. So appreciate the $10.97 cash back check that you got, or your $25 check that you got as things have developed in your business. Appreciate that. Appreciate that $50 check. It can help you with gas, to put gas in your car. Or it could be the $50 you're going to use to pool together for your team to be able to make it to another city. So that, you know, instead of just you trying to get there, maybe four or five or six or seven of you all would get there like we did the other day. We went from from Rocky Mount and the Tarboro area, because one of our team members is from Tarboro. And we went to Raleigh. And then about a month ago, pulled our resources together so we can make it from North Carolina to the big convention up in St. Louis, Missouri. So that money adds up when it comes back, $50 here. $100 comes in on your card, for those of you who use the card, or in the check in the mail. That's an extra $100. It could come just in the nick of time, because you know how God works. He sends it to you right on time towards a bill that you need paid. And for heaven's sake, if you live down here in Rocky Mountain, you're going to need it for that utility bill, because it is something else. Yes, it is. It is something else. So if you don't do anything else, if you live in North Carolina, please do ZAMZU, help pay that utility bill. I'm telling you, it will help you pay the utility bill. You will be appreciating every cent that you get from your cash back, from using your mall, your free revolution home-based business. It will come in handy. And look, this is so funny. I don't know if you'll get giddy like I did, but when I got my $250 with my husband and I, the $250 bonus check, that is so funny and so much fun. It is just so much fun to know that you got a bonus. You steadily got money coming in constantly in different increments, $300 here, $400 there, but then all of a sudden you got this extra money because you've got three more people on your team. And that was from part of a system that we have in our company. And then it gets even more fun, becomes even more fun, because all of a sudden you have one of those other bonus checks. Now, you know, I don't know in your job. I know you all are used to having those bonuses, you know. It's so nice. You know, you get a pen. I remember one job I had. I got on the Social Security Administration. Love you dearly. Got me where I wanted to be now, but you know, a little pen on my desk in an envelope with a certificate turned upside down was my 10-year thank you for 10 years on the job. Now, some bosses did better than that. They called the unit together, and everybody clapped for you, and he pinned the pin on you. and gave the certificate. But see, in this business called ZAMZOO, they do better than that. They send you a check, whether it's on your card or through the mail, $1,000 check. And you get a certificate to show that you got it and a letter and a thank you letter. And then whenever we have any type of event, you get called up on stage so people know that you did receive your bonuses. It is absolutely ecstatic. It is absolutely exciting. But it is only that way for those of us who know and understand and consciously are aware of our level of appreciation. Because, see, I wouldn't have appreciated a $1,000 check. I would have said, $1,000 check, if I had not always appreciated even the smaller check that I had received, the $10.89 check, the $25 consistently getting $25, the $35, $35, and the $50, two or three times a week, this is constantly some kind of money coming in. And some people might say not a big deal, but it is when you multiply it times people that are involved in your company and the people who are shopping on your mall. It really makes a big deal. It is a big, big, big thing. So I just want you to keep that in mind. It is absolutely exciting, and I'm ecstatic about it, and it is a lot of fun. Just being aware of appreciating all of these things, that none of them are really small. And I am in anticipation of getting that 5K. I have not gotten that yet, or the 10K, but I'm claiming it. And I already can see the smile on my husband and I's face. I can already see him and I jumping up and down the moment that we hit. Because I jumped up and down for the 250, y'all. I jumped up and down for $250 because I had never received a bonus check like that on any job that ever worked. And then in my family, my dad used to get turkeys and hams, which for our family, we enjoyed the Christmas turkey and the Thanksgiving ham and all that stuff. It was nice, you know, year after year after year, 43 years on the job. But I know, had he been anywhere aware of the concept of being able to bring home an additional $1,000 bonus year after year, because he worked just that hard, Mr. Raymond Williams Jr., he worked just that hard. And he had a family of six and a wife, a beautiful wife, my mom, Edith Williams. He would have appreciated that. So I'm doing this here also for him because I want to take our family legacy to the next level by showing that appreciation, remembering that at one time that's what we would get. And food is good. We needed food, but now we can take it a lot further. Well, I want to thank you so very much. This has been a Jasara's Love Show. I want to show you and tell you that I really appreciate all of you. And I don't know if my friend Ruth is out there to sit this morning, but I definitely want to appreciate her and let everyone know that I do. And if you want to get to the Jasara's Love, you can just email me at jasaraslove@movementsunlimited.com. And that's J as in joy, A as in amen, S as in sensational, A as in amen again, R as in rise, I as in important, S is in sensational, love@movementsunlimited.com. Have a fantastic day. Continue to live in peace. And please, people, to have peace, you have to have harmony and balance and love. And thank you again from Jasara's Love.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Mama Jahi, for that wonderful information you shared with the listening audience this morning. And, hey, people, make sure you tune in Sunday morning as we do the gospel from working from home. And, hey, probably by this time next week, those numbers that, you know, we read earlier where we said 19,907 people have tuned in, I believe we'll crack the 20,000 mark by next week. So, hey, keep on listening. Keep coming back and forth to the show. And you know what time it is now. That's right. It's my time, your time, our time. And as we close out with our theme song, always make it your time. You know, this is a very, very powerful song, and I hope you really listen to the lyrics each time that we play it. So, hey, until next time, it's my time.